Hi guys, welcome to the 2K Play Special. I'm Alflight and you're listening to a brand new episode on the Warrior Cats Gone Wild podcast. Hi guys, welcome back. I just wanted to thank you guys so much for 2K Plays. You guys are amazing. You mean so much to me. You guys are the best listeners this world has to offer. So thank you guys so much. I appreciate every one of you. Even if you did not submit anything for this episode or you did not audition, it is completely fine. I appreciate you for helping me get to 2,000 plays and just in general continuing on this journey with me of podcasting. So thank you guys so much. Today, as you guys know from the title, we are doing the voice acting episode, finally, after 2 weeks of preparation. And I just want to give a special thanks out there for everyone who auditioned and actually got roles in this. So thank you guys so much. So this is how this is going to work. I'm going to pre-record a small message at the beginning. Well, I will tell you who did the voice acting. Possibly the podcast, and if not the podcast, then just the name. And the person, I'll give you some context on what they're voice acting, like the character and who they're talking to or something, if it's not already in the quote. So yeah, thank you guys so much again. I love all of you, and let's get on with the voice acting episode, because I've gotten emails after emails and voice message after voice messages of people telling me how excited they are, so let's roll. Alright, so I'm going to be going in order of the characters that you could audition for on that document that I sent out a long while back. And the first character there is Firestar, or Firefall, Fireheart, Firestar. Right now, it's, I think, Fireheart or Firestar, the quote that I gave out to the person who got the role, and that person is Dark Sky. So, Dark Sky is from the Warrior Cats, Let's Talk Warriors, sorry, podcast, and she did multiple voices because I did not have enough people, so she generously volunteered to help me with an extra voice for Firestar. So thank you so much, Dark Sky, you did an amazing job, and the quote. So let me look at the quote, one sec. Okay, so the quote does not have that much context to it. It is just basically him talking to someone about a possible fight or war that will be starting. So, again, here we go.
I'll fight if I have to. But I won't spill blood if reason can solve this problem.
Alright, so that was Firestar. Next up, we have Sandstorm, voice acted by my mom, Violet Petal. So, the context for this next one is that Sandstorm is being extra dramatic, or Sandpaw is being extra dramatic about Firepaw entering the clans and her having to share a den with Firepaw, and she thinks it's absolutely disgusting. So, yeah. Let's do this.
Smells like a kitty pet. Don't tell me I'm going to have to share my nest with that revolting stench.
Alright, thank you, Violet Petal, for doing Sandstorm. So, next up we have... sorry I had to pause it to go and look. Next up we have Graystripe, voice acted by Lynxheart. And, basically, the context for this is that Graystripe is talking to himself, basically, about ThunderClan and how he loves it so much. So, yeah. And, Lynxheart, you did an amazing job. So, let's go and see.
And if there's one thing this experience has taught me, it's that I love ThunderClan more than anything. ThunderClan is my home, after all.
Alright, thank you, Lynxheart. So that was Graystripe. Next up, we're doing Blue Star. I got mixed up a little bit and did Sandstorm after Firestar directly. Sandstorm was actually supposed to be after Blue Star, but I'm just going to do it like this now since there's no turning back. Okay, so, for Blue Star, I believe the person whose voice acting's name is... Sorry, I had to go and check just so that I would not mess this up. The person who voice acted for Blue Star is, DoCloud. So thank you so much to DoCloud. They also have a podcast. If you look up the name, you'll probably find it. I can't pronounce the title, so I'm very sorry. But you can just go ahead. Oh gosh, that was an alarm that just went out. So go ahead and check out DoCloud's podcast. Oh, and I forgot the context. So, this is basically after Spotted Leaf told Blue Star about the omen that she got from Star Clan, and Blue Star is responding to Spotted Leaf.
"You've never been wrong before, Spotted Leaf. If Star Clan has spoken, then it must be so. Forever save our clan."
Alright, thank you so much to DoCloud for doing Blue Star's voice. It sounded amazing. Great job. Next up, we have Spotted Leaf. And Spotted Leaf is also voice acted by Dark Sky, since Dark Sky volunteered for multiple voice acting things. So thank you so much again. And so the context for this is basically she's just talking about her relationship with Firestar and how she never really left him at all and was always with him in dreams and stuff like that. And, so here we go.
"But I never stopped watching. Never gave up on trying to help him. I walked with him in dreams, shared his fears, and guided him with all the knowledge that being in Star Clan gave me."
Alright, so that was Spotted Leaf. Thank you again to Dark Sky. So next up we have White Storm. So, since nobody wanted to do no audition to White Storm, I will try my best to voice act White Storm. So, brace yourselves, and here we go. "If wishes were prey, we'd eat like lions, come Leaf Bear. But we'd die of boredom. You know that's not what the life of the clan is like. The warrior code guides us through the dark times, the cold, and the hunger. And the good times seem all the sweeter for it. Have faith, Blue Star. We'll survive." That is White Storm to Blue Star. Alright, so next up we have Lionheart. So, Lionheart, again, nobody auditioned to do Lionheart, so I will try my best to, change up the deep voice again. But, I don't know, it might sound a lot like White Storm. So, enjoy, I guess.
"Understand that Blue Star does not make this offer lightly. If you wish to train with us, we will take you to our clan. You must either live with us and respect our ways, or return to Two-Leg Place and never come back. You cannot live with a paw in each world."
Alright, so next up we have Ravenpaw. Ravenpaw is voice acted by Badgerkit, Badgerpaw, or Badgerfang. I'm not quite sure because there were multiple names that they gave me. So I'm just going to go with Badgerfang. So Badgerfang did Ravenpaw. Basically, the context is that Ravenpaw is talking about him keeping his name that he received when he was in the clan, and he doesn't want to change it. So yeah.
"Thank you, but I already have a name. I'm proud to have been Raven for all my life, and I see no reason to change it now."
All right, thank you so much to Raven, Ravenpaw's actor, Badgerfang. So next up we have Cloudtail. So, this character is voice acted by Dark Sky, and I believe this is the final character voice acted by Dark Sky. So yeah. Thank you again, and basically, the context for this is that basically Cloudtail is just extremely mad and is threatening to scatter Tiger Star's parts all over Two-Leg Place, so yeah.
"I'll flay Tiger Star! I'll scatter his entrails from here to Two-Leg Place!"
That was amazing. Like, I felt the anger. Okay, so next up we have, drumroll please, Cinderpelt. Okay, so, no one really auditioned to do Cinderpelt, so I will try my best to do her voice, and I think I have a pretty okay voice for this character. So, let's see how this turns out. Don't cringe too hard, okay?
"To truly be a medicine cat lies in a cat's heart and all its five senses. You must be braver than a warrior, wiser than a clan leader, humbler than the tiniest kit, more willing to learn than an apprentice." Alright, so that was Cinderpelt. Next up, we have Brackenfur, voice acted by Shadowfrost. So, yeah. Thank you, Shadowfrost, for voice acting Brackenfur. And, yeah, Brackenfur really is a gem.
Every leaf and every blade of grass reminds me of her. I know she's watching over me and her kids from StarClan. One day we will meet again. I would wait forever to see our face once more.
Alright, so I forgot to add context to that. Also, thank you so much, Shadowfrost. That sounded really good. This is Brackenfur to Bramblestar about Sorreltail. Alright, so next up we have Brightheart. Alright, so I looked through all my voice messages, and it doesn't appear that I got the voice acting line for this episode from Springpaw. So, the person that was supposed to be voice acting Brightheart. So, I'm just gonna put on the line that was for the audition, since it's just as good. So, yeah.
This is Springpaw from the Warrior Cat podcast, Brambleheart and Springstream. I'm auditioning for Brightheart. I learned to make the most of what I have, even in these challenging experiences. But as long as I can, I will serve my clan with loyalty and courage.
Alright, so that was Springpaw's audition for Brightheart. As I wanted to say later on, but Springpaw already mentioned, they are from the Warrior Cats podcast with Springpaw and Brambleheart, or Brambleheart and Springpaw. I don't know exactly the title. I don't want to mess it up, so I'm just going to continue. So I wanted to mention that Brambleheart and Springpaw and Badger Fang are all siblings, and they all volunteered to do some voice acting, so thank you all three of you so much, and yeah. So, next up, also go and check out the podcast. Next up, we have Yellowfang, voice acted by Brambleheart. And basically, the context is that she is dying, and she's talking to Fireheart, sorry. So yeah, let's get on with it.
Thank you for bringing me to ThunderClan. Tell Booster, I was always grateful for the home she gave me. This is a good place to die. The only thing I regret is not being able to watch you become what StarClan has destined you to be.
Alright, thank you, Brambleheart. That sounded very good. Next up we have Tigerclaw / Star. So, here, sorry for pausing that so much, I just had to go and check again. But here we had Sunstripe audition to be Tigerclaw / Star, and I never received their official line for this episode, but I did receive their audition, so I'm just gonna play that here, and yeah, that'll pose as their official line. So it sounded really good anyways. I'm so excited for you guys to hear it. Here is Sunstripe playing Tigerclaw / Star.
You're playing with fire, kitty pet. Be careful you don't get burned.
Alright, so that just about wraps up this episode. Just a special thanks to Sunstripe. That was an amazing line, and I feel like you really captured the character. I also wanted to thank Dark Sky. I wanted to thank everyone. Brambleheart, Springpaw, Badger Fang, Shadowfrost, Dewcloud, and if I did miss anyone, I'm sorry, there are so many names, it's hard to remember, but I just wanted to thank all of you who auditioned and were implicated in this and actually sent in your things, and I just wanted to also say thank you to everyone else on this podcast, because you guys helped me get to 2,000 plays, and thank you guys so much. I would have never done this without you guys. The community on the Warrior Cats podcast, Warrior Cats Gone Wild podcast, is just insanely amazing. You guys are so sweet and so amazing, so implicated, and willing to help out, and you guys are the motivation that I have to keep going and keep making podcasting episodes. So, with that being said, I love you all, I thank you all, I will see you in the next episode. If you have any opinions you want to tell me, or if you liked someone's voice acting, or You want me to do this on another occasion later on, maybe a part two or part three. Who knows, but we will see. I would love to do this, and I would maybe once have maybe an idea for, like, the whole community to get implicated in. So you guys look out for that. We're almost 1 year into podcasting on this podcast, so I'm shocked. We started in February, and it is now November. I hope I said that right, or I'm making a fool of myself, but yes, I did. So it is now November, and we started this February this year. So we have 2,000 plays in pretty much 1 year. So you guys are amazing. Thank you guys so much, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Love you guys. Comment down in the community whose voice you liked. And if you were one of those voice actors, then go ahead and write it down in the community. So, yeah. With that being said, I'm Alf Light, and you're listening to the Warrior Cats Gone Wild podcast. Bye!
Yay!